Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at new beginnings. Every single human being goes through beginnings and endings, something new, something old, nonstop. And Isaiah 43:19, God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." That means change is coming in our lives. God is always moving us forward to something bigger, something better, and to become the person that He's made us to be, with a great expectation for a great future and a great ending. In Jesus' name, we trust that word of God in Jeremiah 29:11. And so we were talking about that, and all of us should expect a new time, new seasons in life, and not get nervous, but trust God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with us in the ending of the old season, good or bad, and the beginning of the new season, good or bad. So let's pick it up and continue and see what the Lord is showing us. Change and transition is a part of life. Corrie ten Boom, how many of you remember Corrie ten Boom? A woman of God, right? She was protecting during the Second World War all the Israelis, and she got into a lot of trouble and stuff doing that. But she said this, listen carefully now. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to an all-knowing God. I love that. When I saw that, I said, woo, I know the church is going to get that. Never be afraid to entrust an unknown future to an all-knowing God. Amen. You think God got caught? Ah, it's Tuesday, yesterday is Monday. What happened? How come we got winter? We were enjoying summer. No. How come my child had to leave that job and got fired? Whew, we got caught. Why didn't you tell us, Michael, Archangel, why weren't you there telling us what's going on? We have no clue. He knows everything, everything, even everything to the end of eternity, which is never ending. He knows everything about you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows every time you sigh, what you're sighing for. He's got the answer. He is God. This is what we come to learn about, is God, our loving, caring Father. Amen. Wow. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to an all-knowing God. And you've got to remember this. You've got to get this in your brain. God is always with me. You've got to get that. God is with me right now. He's with you right now. When you're in the bathroom, He's with you. When you're in the car driving, He's with you. If you're on an airplane, He's with you. No matter where you go, what you do, He is with you. He doesn't come to go. He's came to stay, and He stays. Amen. God is with us. Say it.
God is with us.
Now make it personal. God is with me. Say it again. God is with me. Some of you don't believe it. You got a name? Say your first name like this. God is with Gerard. Say your name. Say it. God is. Ooh, thank God. Thank God that He did not banish us or exile us to our past. Thank God I'm not chained in my past life. Thank God I'm not chained to my sin. Thank God I'm not chained to my wrong way of thinking. Thank God He didn't banish me to what I thought I knew. Thank God He smashed those chains. He said, come, enter now into my rest. Come, whom I set free is free indeed. Amen. Thank God. He didn't say, no, you stay. You made your bed, you lie in it. That's what humans do. You made your bed, you lie in it. And we got to glorify God every single morning. His mercies are new every single morning. Amen? Amen.
See, we can't rely on man. You can't rely on Trump, President Trump. I'm so glad he's there, but you can't rely on him. We thought we could rely on Musk. Some people didn't. You can't rely on mankind. You can't rely on King Charles. He's got some weird stuff up there too. You know what he believes? Yeah. You don't know. Go study out what his beliefs are. You can't rely on kings and queens and princes and directors of companies and even pastors. And most of all, you can't rely on yourself unless you lined up with the Word of God. All you can do is trust Him, who's always faithful, always faithful, always faithful to what He promised us. Never without being faithful. He cannot be unfaithful. Well, then why am I living such a mess? Look at yourself. You know, I don't know, maybe James or someone would remember this band called Uriah Heep. You remember them? Anyone else? Uriah Heep. There go the hands. I used to like Uriah Heep. I used to like them. And then they brought a cover out, and the album was silver. It had an eye on this side and an eye on that side of this cover. Any of you know which one I'm talking about? And it was called, it just said, Uriah Heep, look at yourself. In other words, you're a heap, look at yourself. You can't rely on people. People see you as messed up. And in your own flesh, in your own strength, you are messed up. And you do look like a heap. But you've got to look past the heap. You've got to look past my old life. You've got to look at what Christ has done in me. Now, today, I am the righteousness of God. I'm a joint heir together with Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Thank God He supplied my every need. Thank God that He's there with me, protecting me, directing me, delivering me. Thank God He's my healer. That's who I am today. So stop talking like you're still stuck back in that time. And don't say the good old days. Let me tell you what, if I died during those good old days and the way I was living, I would have been in the good old place called hell, not a good place. Oh, you don't believe hell is real? No, well, this church does. I am going to bring a teaching. I've already got the makings of it in place. I'm going to scare the hell out of you. I really am. I'm going to bring it. You think this is a game we're playing? You think this is a joke? You think, you know, I'll get ready if he comes back. I've got time. Huh. If you're not ready, you're too late. If you're getting ready, you're too late. You have to be ready. And so we glorify him that his faithfulness to begin again is new every single morning. You know, when you got up this morning, God's mercies were brand new because of his compassion and mercy for us. His mercies were brand new. Did any of you go and tap into his mercies? I did 3 times already today. Lord, I need your help. I need some mercy here. Any of you go to him? Yeah. Well, then when you go to him, you know that he said that. Now accept it, expect it, and walk in the mercy that you asked for. Amen. Well, I don't feel a change. You didn't feel it when you got saved. Are you saved? Oh, yes. Did you feel it? Oh, no. Because none of you can, maybe one or two of you felt something, but you don't feel it. It's a spiritual thing. Amen? Amen. Say, but I'm changed. There's a picture coming up, a new beginning with God. And if you have that new beginning with God, that means you're a born again child. How many of you are born again? Are you convinced you're born again? Yes. Say, I am a son of God or daughter. I am born again. I am the righteousness of Christ. Heaven is my home. God is my Father. And my name is in the book of life. I am a joint heir together with Jesus the Christ. That's a new beginning. That's something to behold. That is your Pentecost. Your Pentecost happened when you got born again. Hallelujah. What's it to you? Now, if you're born again, you're in covenant with God. Correct? We have a covenant with God. If you've got a covenant with God and you also you're born again, then Jeremiah 29:11 is yours. Here it comes, the New King James. Look, what does he say? For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. You, point to yourself. Say, God's got plans for my life. And he thinks about me nonstop. Or is this too difficult for you? You can't believe that. Some people come and say to me, I've heard this said to me before, well, I didn't want to bother God with such a small problem. My response was, is any problem big for God? Think on that. You think it's a big problem to him, he's God. I didn't want to bother him with a small problem. They're all small problems to him. And he's taking care of them all. Can you say amen? I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for what? Peace. And plans for what? Well-being. And not for what? Disaster. To give you a future and a hope. So when that hurricane came, we could have looked at it one of two ways. Disaster or opportunity. Took a while to see the opportunity, because we lost everything. You had to go to you couldn't get into the mall without a kayak or canoe. It's true. Our school buses, the wheels were that big, right? They were covered. 15 buses in the car park. That happened. So what do we do? Guess what? The next Sunday, we were here. Not renting, not borrowing, but owning. Didn't even miss a service. Oh, my Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, God, you can't catch him unawares. We get caught unawares. You don't have to be, because we got someone who knows everything on the inside of us. And he will warn you, don't buy that car. And you went and bought it. Sucker. What do they call it now? It's a lemon, right? Don't buy that house. Oh, Lord. I didn't know the foundation was cracked deep down. God knows everything. Okay. So he says, no disaster. There'll be peace. There'll be well-being. And he'll give you the future and a hope. That's why I'm always expecting something good. When I go to my mailbox, I've got into this habit now. I used to be scared to go to my mailbox like most of you were, because it might be from the bank. Remember? They're calling me in on my loan or my house or something, right? I was scared. And then I changed that thinking when I realized you're thinking the curse rather than redemption. I started changing that. I got watches in my mailbox. I got a Rolex in my mailbox. Still don't know who it came from. I got a bar of silver, weighs 2.5 pounds, in my mailbox. I got coins in my mailbox. I'm not joking. I used to be scared to go there. Now I go there with expectation. There's a hope in the future. Woo-hoo, let's see it. I'm not joking. I bought shares. I'm not a stock market man. I have no idea about shares. All I do is when God shows me something, I do it. And boy, I got them before the IPO, before they became public. And I got them and boom. Just think about this, just to show you how God works. I won't tell you what I bought, because then you'll come looking for money. And truth be told, like in the biblical days, our lives are full of change as well. Embrace it. God's not caught unawares.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.
Summer pool season is upon us. If you want your pool clear, Providence Pools is here. We offer weekly services that are reliable and affordable. Providence Pools, serving St. Lucie County. For a free estimate, we can be reached at 772-971-9570.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.